Passengers may be flocking back to the skies, but those skies aren't quite as friendly these days. If, like the three kings, you plan to show up for Christmas bearing gifts, essayist Naomi Lewin reminds you that packing for air travel takes a little more planning now.
As a member of the flying public, I am second to none in my appreciation for all the Transportation Safety Authority has done to make air travel safer. But a recent trip through the Cincinnati airport left me staring in amazement at a big glass case near the entrance to security. In it, a rogue's gallery of onboard objecta non grata. Never mind that at this point, just as someone is scrutinizing your boarding pass and photo ID, it's a bit late to repack a suitcase that contains any of the offending items. The real head-scratcher is why you'd want to take most of them onto a plane to begin with. The knives and manicure sets are a no-brainer these days, but the display also features an assortment of wrenches. Useful, perhaps, for terrorists bent on dismantling an aircraft bolt by bolt, but when was the last time you really needed a wrench en route? Turns out that these come under the heading of seemingly harmless dual-use items. Now, if you're going to schlep something with that much heft, it might as well be wine. But you won't be able to open it. The sight of a corkscrew caused a pang of remembrance of bottles past, shared with, until then, strangers on European trains. Dangerous domestics begin with an iron. This is clearly a weapon with which a person could do some real damage. But along with it, they've also axed, forget about that, something straight out of Leave It to Beaver, a can of Niagara spray starch. Apparently, the aerosol rather than the stiffening agent is the hazard here, but when was the last time you saw a can of Niagara spray starch, let alone had the desire to pack one to perpetrate a drive-by, excuse me, fly-by ironing? Those prone to fits of cleaning should know that Easy Off and Clorox also sit on the do-not-pack shelf. Given the damage an errant bottle of bleach could do to the contents of a suitcase, if you were even considering putting one in there, you should thank the Department of Transportation for saving you from yourself. Bizarre as the notion of packing those items might be, they pale beside one that's there, under glass, admonishing all the world, do leave home without it. If your Aunt Tilly has her heart set on finding a chainsaw beneath the Christmas tree, don't count on putting it in the overhead bin or under the seat in front of you.
Naomi Lewin is the host of the radio program Classics for Kids on WGUC in Cincinnati. The show recently won a Clarion Award.